You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor, come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Groove.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless. That's right, show 271. I hope this 1 hour of good music finds you in a better place or a better space than where I am. I've got a cold, and with a cold I'm always the total male drama queen with the snuffles. I also appear to be firefighting constantly in my life at the moment. As soon as I think I've got a fire out, one breaks out somewhere else. As soon as I think I've quenched one, somewhere else goes on fire. So I'm hoping for the rains to come. I saw refuge today in the library, and then they closed it by flashing all the lights on and off. So all these strip lights just failed at once. We went plunged into darkness, and then they flickered back on. And I had headphones on at the time, so I felt like I was on a failing spaceship, cut adrift in the vastness. That's also why we have the ambient sounds of Firefly in the background that I'm talking over. Anyway, that was, my friends, the start and the inspiration for these tunes. So let's get show 271 underway on Radioactive International.
Thank you.
virus or maybe hell. I'm waiting, patches of sad remains. Wait for a lad insane.
Yeah. My visionary is a vision. I watch her dancing by the window, and it rips my flesh to ribbons. And the whole world is just ripples in the middle distance. I listen to her hips, I push my kisses to her lips. We move like we were born to move. The night is teeth and pistons. And there is something in this tenderness that makes me want to live. Fire smoke. Her mouth sets free this captive. Come close to me. Free me. Let me untangle the madness that knots you. I drop to my knees and crawl across you. I tell you I've got you. It's fire smoke. So go on, give me 3 days of your body and mine. Time is a blind eye, and I see your mind in my mind's eye. You make me immortal. You take me to space. You are a planet, a place I've not known. Your body is home to rare gods. I kneel at their temple, I'm blown to bits. Gentle, ferocious, we are open. Explosives have nothing compared to these sparks, so let's fall apart. And then lie with me breathing in the den of the dark. It's fire smoke. Your mouth sets free this captive. Come close to me, free me. Untangle the madness that knots me. You drop to your knees, you crawl across me. You lick your lips softly. It's fire smoke. The fire rises between us. Makes us get on the wrong trains, walk the wrong way, make strangers smile greetings on Lewisham Way. I bathe in this fire. It warms without burning, compels without force, and it turns without turning the world. So please, you keep your purpose, your poise, and your journey. I'll be by the fire, thinking nothing I've learned can prepare me for everything else that needs learning. Is this how it feels to feel certain? 'Cause for so many years my love's been a burden. But now comes this fire to cleanse and restore us, to fuel us and calm us and push us both forward.
Hi, welcome back to The Spaceship, and that was the inspirational poet and goddess known as Katie Tempest, who trips the light and wordsmith fantastic. Her lyrics remind me of the universal and makes me feel like the failed poet that I am when I attempt to write. Really, I'd like to be a poet, and when I write, it's just that I come up a bit short. She really knows how to do it. More from Katie later with her book of, from her book of traps and lessons, and she brought the magic to Vicar Street this day last week, and all who were there know how special that was. The other thing I saw this week was Ziggy Stardust as a fridge magnet. The death of a cultural icon comes in that form, in the form of a trinket in an art museum gift shop. Fridge magnet equals gravestone. So I put in Aladdin Sane there into that mix, which is where I remember first seeing or hearing from that flash face. First up we had Mono with Silent Flight, Sleeping Dawn, and that's from their album, which is a soundtrack for some sort of animation, that's what it's called. This cold is not really speeding up my My Lines of Thought. And then we also had something from High Plains called Shimmer, Black Shimmer. Then we had Katie Tempest. So I don't know what happens next, but we've still got 45 minutes of good music to come. So stick with it.
What is it about you? Why are you so strange? I love your music. Wait, do you play in a band? Yeah, I totally saw you. You kind of remind me of, you know that, what's wrong with you? Are you annoyed? Hey, are you doing a DJ set tonight? Oh, I see. God, Jimbo. I think she's faking her accent. I mean, nobody talks like that. So, frankly, is this album about taking risks? Oh, hi. What's up? I'm sorry I missed your set. I heard it was amazing. Do you have drugs? Can I help you roll your cables? Do you know what's happening? Are you coming? Who are you, anyways? Please come with me. Please, please come. We're going nowhere.
Okay. Now that we've got an understanding, I need to explain one last thing to you. When I say work, I mean you've got to work for yourself. Love yourself. Feed yourself. So you can be a winner. All together.
Work. work it. Work, work to be a winner. Winners, work it good. Sweat, sweat to be a winner. See you later.
Baby Owen was born in a laundry because his mom was too young to know that Jesus loves all his children unless you're a pregnant woman who's 17 years old. A shameful memory to his grandparents. He was disowned by his little town. Christian brothers took his trembling hand and taught him to cry without sound. Years later on a housing list, he sleeps in a cold doorway, and yet again Owen is ignored by the government of the day. The passing shoppers stare and whisper, "Look at that junky piece of shit." But as the screams from the Middle East grow louder, they realize they might have to open their purse. So all the hypocrites sing together, "We should look after our own first."
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was the unmistakable sound of DXX with Sunset, a song about a relationship ending. And I realise now from looking at that set that it wasn't exactly uplifting, but it was with some unique talents, it has to be said. We started off with Maria Davidson, "I'm Your Biggest Fan," and the sarcasm just drips from that woman's mouth. And then we had Golden Teacher with Mal Adroit. Then we went back to Maria Davidson, this time for a Work It Soul Wax remix of that track, Work It. And that was tipped, I was tipped about off about that by Soviet Pop the Engineer. So thank you for that. Then we had some work by a friend of mine, and it's called Angalar Dub. So that would have been the song with the uniquely Irish background, Christian Brothers, and, you know, people talking about, the hypocrites talking about looking after their own. And the internet seems to be a cesspit of hate these days. People going on to various websites and talking all that nonsense, racist nonsense. So I'm hoping you, my friends, good listeners, are challenging that wherever you meet it, wherever you meet that poisonous eruption of hate, you challenge it back. Then we had a guy called Justin Robertson. Sorry for sniffling there. Justin Robertson with Deadstock 33's The Music Is Madness. To Those Who Cannot, dot, dot, dot. And then we had the XX with Sunset. So this show is late. I've been snuffling all over the microphone. I'm going to try and tidy it up a little bit. And then I'm going to leave you with the amazing Kate Tempest with Other People's Faces. And it's about the humanity that keeps us going, the inspiration that there is light at the end of the tunnel, there is a new dawn ahead of us, and one where people are at the forefront. The people, the planet, the environment, the future is all ahead of us. We have to keep going forward in order to maintain our balance. Like riding a bike, we keep going forward with hope in our hearts. That's the plan. So until we do it again next week, this is Katie Tempest with Other People's Faces. She says it far better than I can. Bye.
It's coming to pass. My country's coming apart. The whole thing's becoming such a bumbling farce. Was that a pivotal historical moment we just went stumbling past? Well, here we are, dancing in the rumbling dark. So come a little closer, give me something to grasp. Give me your beautiful, crumbling heart. Another disaster, catharsis. Another half-discarded mirage. Another mask slips. I face off with the physical. My head's ringing from the love of the stars. There is too much pretense here, and too much depends on the fragile wages and extortionate rents here. We're working every dread day that is given us, feeling like the person people meet really isn't us. Like we're gonna buckle underneath the trouble. Like any minute now the struggle's gonna finish us. And then we smile at all our friends. It's hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel you aching. None of this was written in stone. There is nothing we're forbidden to know. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. There is so much peace to be found in people's faces. I saw it roaring. I felt it clawing at my clothes like a grieving friend. It said there are no new beginnings until everybody sees that the old ways need to end. But it's hard to accept that we're all one and the same flesh, given the rampant divisions between oppressor and oppressed. But we are, though. More empathy, less greed, more respect. All I've got to say has already been said. I mean, you heard it from yourself when you were lying in your bed and couldn't sleep, thinking, couldn't we be doing this differently? I'm listening to every little whisper in the distance singing hymns. And I can feel things changing. But it's so hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel your heart racing. None of this was written in stone. The current's fast, but the river moves slow. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. There is so much peace to be found in people's faces. It's not enough to imagine we'll be happy when we've got enough stuff. All this stuff is blocking us. I'm neat with no chaser. I'm all spirit, but I'm sinking. Because these days are not days, but strange symptoms. And this age is our age. But our age is rage sinking to beige. And yes, our children are brave, but their mission is vague. Now, I don't have the answers, but there are still things to say. I stare out at my city on another difficult day, and I scream inwardly, when will this change? I'm beginning to fade, but my sanity's saved, 'cause I can see your faces. My sanity's saved, 'cause I can see your faces. It's hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel your heart racing. None of this was written in stone. The current's fast, but the river moves slow. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. I love people's faces.